And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Raleigh Mann. UNC Chapel Hill leaders are dodging the main point, and they know it. Choose any cliche you like, and it could apply here. Whitewash, circling the wagons, stonewall, smokescreen. Ever since the story first broke that some student athletes might have been credited with classes that never met or that they never attended, university officials have repeated the same message. This is unacceptable, and we will change it. But what has followed has been at least 7 studies and investigations leading to little action and plenty of denials and stonewalling. It takes someone with courage to call this shameful behavior into question, and so Mary Willingham steps forward. Ms. Willingham, a former learning specialist who tutored some of those UNC athletes, blew the whistle. There's another cliche that applies here. She told CNN that her research shows that many of the university's student athletes couldn't read beyond the level expected of 8th graders. If she's right, that's unacceptable, and it's bad news for any university whose leaders should act immediately to correct the problem. UNC's officials acted immediately. They silenced Mary Willingham by suspending her research. To be fair, the university's Institutional Review Board expressed a valid concern. Making her research public could potentially identify some of the student athletes. As any researcher knows, identities of research subjects must be kept anonymous. But flawed as it might be, Willingham's research is not the key issue here, as much as UNC officials would like it to be. Academic fraud is the real issue, and special treatment of athletes. And it's time for UNC leaders to stop posturing and to take real action to correct it. When a university allows its student athletes to pretend to receive credit for classes that don't meet or that they don't attend, it cheats itself. Worse, it betrays the trust of everyone. This is Raleigh Mann.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues, on 97.9 FM, WCHL.